Welcome to the OCR GCSE Art and Design Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about drawing and painting. That's component 2.1 on the OCR specification. Whether you're just starting your portfolio or putting the finishing touches on your final piece, this episode is going to give you the knowledge, the exam technique, and the confidence to go out there and earn top marks. Let's get into it. So first, let's talk about what drawing and painting actually means in the context of your GCSE. This isn't just about being able to draw a nice picture. OCR wants to see a journey, a visible, documented journey from your very first idea all the way through to a resolved, finished outcome. The examiners are looking for evidence of thinking, experimenting, and refining. They want to see that you've engaged seriously with your sources, that you've pushed your materials to their limits, and that your final piece is the natural conclusion of everything that came before it. Keep that in mind throughout everything we discuss today. Now let's look at the four assessment objectives, because these are the backbone of everything you do in this subject. Each one is worth exactly 25% of your marks, so you cannot afford to neglect any of them. Assessment Objective 1, AO1, is about developing your ideas through research and critical analysis. This is where you look at other artists and art movements and use them to genuinely inform your own work. The key word here is inform. Examiners will not give credit for a page of biographical facts about Van Gogh. What they want to see is that you've looked at how Van Gogh used impasto brushwork to create texture and movement, and then you've gone away and tried that technique yourself. Deconstruct the technique, not just the image. Ask yourself, how did this artist apply the paint? What marks did they make? What was the effect? Then try it. Assessment Objective 2, AO2, is about exploring and developing your ideas through experimentation and refinement. This is your media trials, your technique experiments, your iterative improvements. The word iterative is important. It means you try something, evaluate it, improve it, try again. Your sketchbook should show this process clearly. If you tried a watercolor wash and it didn't work the way you wanted, annotate why it didn't work and what you did differently next time. Examiners love to see that kind of reflective, purposeful development. Assessment Objective 3, AO3, is about recording ideas, observations, and insights. This is primarily about your observational drawing from primary sources. Primary sources means things you've observed directly, objects you've set up and drawn from life, photographs you've personally taken, locations you've visited. Examiners will penalize you for relying on unedited stock images from the internet. If you're photographing your own sources, manipulate them, crop them, adjust the contrast, combine them to show that you've engaged with them creatively rather than just printing them off. Assessment Objective 4, AO4, is about presenting a personal and meaningful response. This is your final piece. And here's the critical thing. Your final piece must have a clear visual lineage from your sketchbook. An examiner should be able to look at your preparatory work and then look at your final piece and see exactly how one led to the other. If your final piece looks like it came out of nowhere, you'll lose marks under AO4 no matter how technically accomplished it is. Now let's talk about the practical skills you need to master for drawing and painting. I'm going to walk you through the key techniques, and I want you to think about how each one connects to those assessment objectives we just discussed. In drawing, the most important skills are mark making and tonal control. Mark making refers to the variety of marks you can make with a drawing tool: hatching, cross-hatching, stippling, contour lines, gestural marks, scumbling. Each technique creates a different visual effect and suits different subjects. Hatching and cross-hatching are brilliant for building up tone in pen and ink work. Stippling creates a beautiful, granular texture. Gestural marks convey energy and movement. The key is to use mark making purposefully and to show that you understand why you're making those choices. Tonal control is about your ability to represent light and shadow convincingly. In pencil drawing, this means using a range of grades, from a hard 2H for light areas to a soft 6B for deep shadows. Examiners specifically look for quality of line and tonal depth. A common mistake is overblending with a finger or a tortillon, which destroys the textural quality of your marks and makes everything look flat and muddy. Use blending sparingly and always preserve evidence of your mark making. In painting, you need to understand the properties of your chosen media. Watercolor is transparent and builds up in layers called washes. It's ideal for atmospheric effects, but it's unforgiving. Mistakes are hard to correct. Acrylic is opaque and dries quickly, making it versatile and forgiving. You can work light over dark, build up impasto texture, or thin it down to create washes similar to watercolor. Oil paint is slow drying and blendable, perfect for subtle tonal gradations and rich color mixing. Each medium has strengths and limitations, and your annotations should explicitly address why you chose one over another for your final piece. Color theory is also essential knowledge. You need to understand the color wheel, primary and secondary colors, complementary colors, and how to mix tones and tints. Complementary colors, those opposite each other on the color wheel, like red and green or blue and orange, create visual tension and vibrancy when placed next to each other. Artists like Cézanne and Matisse used complementary color relationships to create dynamic, energetic compositions. Understanding this and referencing it in your annotations will earn you marks under both AO1 and AO2. Let's talk about artists you should know for this component. I'm going to give you 5 key practitioners and what makes them relevant. First, Egon Schiele. An Austrian expressionist draftsman known for his raw, angular line work and psychological intensity. His drawings are a masterclass in expressive mark-making and the use of line to convey emotion. If you're working with figure drawing or portraiture, Schiele is an essential reference. Second, Georgia O'Keeffe, an American modernist painter famous for her large-scale close-up paintings of flowers and landscapes. O'Keeffe is brilliant for studying composition, the use of organic form, and how to translate observation into a personal visual language. Her work demonstrates how a painter can move from direct observation to a more abstracted personal response, which is exactly what AO4 is asking for. Third, Paul Cézanne. The post-impressionist painter who used color and geometric form to build up his compositions. Cézanne is essential for understanding how to use color to create form and depth rather than relying on line alone. His approach to still life is particularly relevant if you're working in that genre. Fourth, Käthe Kollwitz. A German expressionist printmaker and draftsman whose charcoal and graphite drawings are extraordinary in their tonal depth and emotional power. If you're working in charcoal or graphite, studying Kollwitz will teach you how to use a limited tonal range to maximum effect. Fifth, David Hockney. A contemporary British artist who works across drawing, painting, and digital media. Hockney is relevant for his exploration of perspective, color, and his willingness to experiment with new tools and approaches. His work demonstrates that drawing and painting are living, evolving practices. Now let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is where we get really practical. The number one mistake candidates make is producing artist research pages that are essentially just biography. Picasso was born in Spain in 1881 and is famous for cubism. That earns you almost nothing. What earns marks is analysis. Picasso's use of fragmented planes in his cubist portraits allowed him to represent multiple viewpoints simultaneously, challenging the conventions of single-point perspective. I have explored this approach in my own work by, and then you show the work. That's the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 8. The second big mistake is submitting a final piece that doesn't connect visually to the preparatory work. Your sketchbook and your final piece must tell the same story. Cross-reference your pages. If a color study on page 12 informed the palette of your final piece, write that in your annotation. Draw an arrow, make the connection explicit. Third mistake, over-reliance on blending and pencil work. I mentioned this earlier, but it's worth repeating because it's so common. Blending with a finger or tortillon destroys the evidence of your mark making. Examiners want to see the marks. Use blending as an accent, not as your primary technique. Fourth, failing to annotate your decision making. Your annotation should explain why you made the choices you did. Why did you use acrylic instead of watercolor? Why did you choose a warm palette? Why did you crop the composition in that particular way? Every decision is an opportunity to demonstrate your understanding and earn marks under AO2. Fifth, using low-quality secondary imagery. If you're drawing from a blurry, pixelated image you found on Google, your observational drawing will reflect that. Take your own photographs. Set up your own still life. Visit a gallery and make sketches from original works. This is what examiners mean by primary source material, and it's what AO3 is assessing. Now, for our quickfire recall quiz, I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause the podcast, think about your answer, then I'll give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does AO2 assess, and what percentage of your marks does it carry? Pause now. Answer. AO2 assesses your exploration and development of ideas through experimentation and refinement. It carries 25% of your marks. Question 2. Name 3 different mark-making techniques used in drawing. Pause now. Answer. Any 3 from hatching, cross-hatching, stippling, contour lines, gestural marks, scumbling, blending. Question 3. What is the key difference between watercolor and acrylic paint in terms of their properties? Pause now. Answer. Watercolor is transparent and builds up in layers. Mistakes are difficult to correct. Acrylic is opaque, dries quickly, and is more versatile. You can work light over dark and build up texture. Question 4. What is meant by primary sources in the context of AO3? Pause now. Answer. Primary sources are things you have directly observed. Objects drawn from life, photographs you have personally taken, or locations you have visited. They are contrasted with secondary sources, such as images found online. Question 5. What should your final piece demonstrate in relation to your preparatory work? Pause now. Answer. Your final piece should have a clear visual lineage from your preparatory sketchbook work. An examiner should be able to trace how your research, experimentation, and refinement led directly to the resolved outcome. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review the relevant section of your study guide. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points from today's episode. 1. All 4 assessment objectives carry equal weight at 25% each. You must evidence all 4 throughout your portfolio. 2. Artist research must inform your practical work. Deconstruct technique, not biography. 3. Your sketchbook is a working document. Use it to show iterative development, annotate your decisions, and cross-reference your pages. 4. Use primary sources wherever possible. Take your own photographs, draw from life, and manipulate your imagery to show creative engagement. 5. Your final piece must have a clear visual lineage from your preparatory work. Make the connections explicit through annotation and cross-referencing. 6. Use subject-specific vocabulary in your annotations. Mark-making, tonal depth, visual language, iterative refinement, compositional hierarchy. These terms signal to the examiner that you understand what you're doing and why. That's it for today's episode. You've got this. Go back to your sketchbook, look at it with fresh eyes, and ask yourself, can an examiner see my journey? If the answer is yes, you're on your way to a top grade. Good luck and keep making marks. This has been the OCR GCSE Art and Design Study Podcast. See you next time.